Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to War Master Podcast, episode 181 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
Hello. It's been a month.
It's been a month, yeah.
Been a month. Busy month. You've been away, I've been away.
Yeah, everyone's been away. Yeah. And then here we are.
I'll tell you, America's expensive now. I haven't been for fucking years. But back in the olden days, when I, like, pre-kids, I think I went, and it was, like, almost $2 to the pound.
Yeah, yeah.
So even, like, $14 for a beer, which is what it was.
Right, okay. Where was this?
In, like, the Gillette Stadium.
Okay, or, watching something.
Yeah, yeah, it? Watching the sports event, watching the American, the soccer league.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we also went to the Red Sox Stadium,
yeah.
Which I can't remember the name of that one. $14 a beer, which when it was like half that, $7, well, that's not too bad, but it's like 11 quid a beer.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, I ain't paying that. So yeah, it's just like, I don't think that's a Brexit thing. I think it's been going down for a long time.
Yeah.
It's just fucking expensive. Fucking expensive. Like, hotel rooms were like, I had to say four nights in a hotel, that was like $160 a night.
Uh-huh.
Which again, back in the olden days, would have been about 80 quid. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But now it was more like 130, 140 a night.
Mm.
Yowzers. Yowzers. All adds up. Mm. Anyway, you went away, didn't you, as well?
Yeah. I was in Birmingham last weekend.
Birmingham? That's not where you went away on a holiday? What? Didn't you go away for a weekend? Somewhere nice. Not Birmingham. Was it Germany or Austria or somewhere?
I went to see a friend who was... Yeah, I went to Salzburg, where... Oh, I can't remember the name of the village, but it's basically where Sound of Music had been filmed.
Austria. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So a friend of mine teaches in an international school there, like school friend, and it was his birthday. You know, so we went to see him. I went travelled out there with his brother for like a long weekend. You know, with the limited Ryanair flights that there was. You had to fly when Ryanair was flying.
So like 4 a.m.
wasn't quite that bad, but like we travelled out there on the Friday and didn't fly back till the Tuesday because there was no other flight coming back. So it was like, well, okay, we're flying back Tuesday.
That's what happened in Brno, wasn't it? We ended up getting stuck on Monday night.
Exactly. Yeah. That was awesome. Like, you know, seeing him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And then you've had a bit of a change of pace. You were doing an event at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, professionally doing events.
Well, yeah. So I had a new job, and it's like early days in a new job, and that involved attendance at an event in Birmingham. It was where I was supernumerary, and that's what I was doing.
So did you go around and take some pictures of the 40K nonsense? Were they like, because that's what I want to see, is the nonsense tables where there's like just a couple of super heavies on each side, slugging the shit out of each other.
Yeah. I mean, it's a beast of a game, isn't it?
It's a monster.
It's a monster of a game. Yeah, and
the next wave's coming.
Yeah, next wave's coming. Like, for the job's sake, hopefully it makes it, you know, as more popular even.
So I was I don't keep up with Games Workshop just because they make it so difficult to keep up. So between the subscription only news channels and the fact they only give you 10 minutes notice of a release. And then by the time you hear about the release, it's already sold out.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's massive scalping issues.
It's getting really out of control. I mean, it's getting to the point now where I'm not really motivated by money. I'm thinking, well, why don't I just go and fucking buy some of this? And I don't even interested in it. Just sell it. Just buy and fucking sell it.
I mean,
if you can find it.
Yeah. It tells you something where people are scalping books. Yeah. Like
codexes.
Novels.
Novels. Black Library novels.
Yeah. Even.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. Even them. I mean, like. They, you know, people are making money off, you know, limit, like a Black Library novel getting, you know, released and buying it and selling it on. But yeah, I mean, which says, I mean, nothing.
So like, they made this problem themselves because you cannot plan. You can't say, right, this month I'm going to spend this much, next month I'm going to spend this much, because you don't know what's coming. Yeah. It's just a juggernaut arrives on Friday. Oh, no, I better get my wallet out. I better pre-order or it's going to sell out. Next week, I mean, more shit coming. Here we come.
Yeah, I mean, like, the GW, like, fear of missing out is...
insane.
You know, is insane, isn't it?
And also the amount of stuff they're knocking out for... the amount of systems they're knocking out now. It's just, like, completely bonkers to try and keep up now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
I mean, it always was bad, but now they've taken it. They've taken this business model to the next level with the kind of the lack of any notice. So, do you know about this 10th edition box set? Is that coming out? Is it come out? Is it?
What's it going to be? No, it's not out yet. Is it going to be called Leviathan? Yeah, it is going to be called Leviathan, isn't it? Yeah. So that's the 10th edition. Yeah. I mean, right. So right now it's like that. It's like that limbo period of like their main game system is just waiting for the next edition.
The next push.
The next, yeah. But will they? I don't. You know, will they do it made to order? I don't know. Like they must have. Yeah, this will be their biggest release. You know, certainly of the year.
Oh, this is probably the biggest release ever. I would have thought.
So they have to be like turning on the machines to like print copies of it, like as in to make copies of it. But will it? You know, looking at how other releases like of things like. The last Kill Team set was sold out even, but actually technically sold out before it even went on for sale, like because people it's meant to be sold at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
But do you get early access if you're a member of some society?
You could, so it was already sold out before
it was released.
It was released.
Excellent.
Yeah. And it's like, and then GW like sends you an email saying, oh. You know, this is out today, like, you know, two hours afterwards. It's like, it's too late, isn't it?
So I'm only talking about this because I only realised how out of the loop I was. And I think there'll probably be other people who kind of have, like, attachments with GW historically. You've got no idea how absolute... It must be insane if you're not in the UK. I don't even know how you do it. Because if you can't even get it in the UK where it's being made, I mean, how can you get it anywhere? And they're paying like crazy amounts of money. I mean, the box set apparently is going to be like $250 or something.
I'm not sure. You know,
like $250 for a starter box set of a game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could well be. Mm-hmm.
It's got the iconic Necrons and Marines.
It's Tyranids and Marines.
Oh, sorry. Tyranids and Marines. The last one was Necrons, wasn't it?
I haven't seen the price tag of it confirmed. But yeah, it's got some... Every model in there looks fantastic. Like I don't think they do bad models.
No.
It's like, but it's interesting. They like they decide to read like to do Terminators.
Have they?
Well, yeah. So like in that Leviathan box set is Space Marines versus Tyranids, and amongst the Space Marines are redesigned, upscaled Terminators. So it's like, so their original like their change of fluff of like having like the Primaris Marines replacing like the first like Trueborn Marines, but something supersede that because obviously the look of Terminator armor is too iconic, and so I guess they're just that's the thing is they're just playing around with their own fluff and now it's like it doesn't really matter anymore.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, they're all one now. Yeah. Big boys, little boys. Yeah. One wound, two wound, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So spitballing, maybe a way to get more. People to come to your events is to try and have like the Epic did with a championship and a premiership, so you can have a smaller event for noobs because the noobs are going to come and they're going to get rinsed, aren't they, by these the Mark Pococks of this world.
Oh, okay, like well.
So people who haven't attended your events before can go in the noob section if they're obviously very good and win, then they have to fucking move along.
Yeah.
After one, but it just gives them like a starting place. Oh, okay. The little babies.
Could be something to suggest. Yeah.
Get your training wings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something to suggest? We could, yeah, who knows?
Who knows? That could be your little thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, but, but I mean, there is no game like 40K, certainly not in the UK. Holy moly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're getting, your event was the smallest event that you're involved in, and that was more than 300 players or something, mate.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is an absolutely gargantuan amount of players.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else that even comes close to it. You know, like, so the reason these, like, these events can happen is because 40K is such a big game system, and there's nothing else that even comes close to it. Yeah, like was in the you know, the, yeah, that doesn't, yeah, nothing, it's like everything else is like.
So do you think Epic? Because I don't hear any of it, right? Because I'm not I don't keep up with it because I can't be asked listening to rumours for a start. Yeah, yeah. I want information, not this might happen, that might happen. Yeah. So is Epic happening?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. Yeah.
Infantry, not just tanks on tanks or tanks and titans.
That hasn't been confirmed, but they're redoing an Epic game system. Yeah.
Okay, and they're definitely going to change scale. That's without question.
Well, it'll be the scale that the Adeptus Titanicus is.
So whatever that is. I mean, at the end of the day, 8 mil, 6 mil is not much different. Yeah, if you go to 10 mil, obviously it'll look completely different.
Yeah. Because they had Warhammer Fest not so long since we last recorded.
Right.
And that was their trade show. So basically, what was Games Day is now called Warhammer Fest.
Right.
Although it got a nickname of Q Fest, apparently. Like
Q Fest? Well, nice. Is it like Alton Towers, is it? You have to have special Q busters.
Well, it sounds like it. It sounds there was a lot of people who attended it who were unhappy with how it was done. Anyway, at that, as part of like their, with each game system, they would have like features, and then they have some specials at the end, and they showed a trailer that heavily was redoing Epic in Horus Heresy.
Oh, that's interesting. Why would they do that?
Because think about it, like
just marine on marine.
Yeah, but it's a very easy release then, isn't it?
It's very boring though.
No, if you're into the fluff, actually, I think it's clever because you release like a box set that has generic marines and tanks and everything.
On marines.
And then you can paint it either way, whatever.
But do you not find marines? I mean, there's a lot of variation in the types of marines, but they're all fucking marines.
Yeah.
They all die to plasma weapons or whatever it is. Or it used to be everybody just tried to take plasma weapons or whatever it was. But I find it really boring, marine on marine.
I mean, you have to know and enjoy the fluff of the Horus Heresy.
I was so cute. I went round to Gary's. I haven't been round to his house before. And he's got an unbelievable amount of Marines, like Horus Heresy Marines.
Oh, yeah, he's like Alpha Legion.
Yeah, what the fuck's all this nonsense? Where are you going to use all this? Seriously. It's like, you see these people who collect Marines, and once you get past, like, I don't know, 3,000-4,000 points, then what are you collecting them for? You can't use them anywhere.
Just, particular options, I suppose.
Like, I saw a guy once in some White Dwarf, and he had, like, I don't know how many Blood Angels. It was like a preposterous amount.
Uh-huh.
It was like, what's the equivalent? Like companies, that's a pretty big amount, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like the level up from company, had various companies. Uh-huh. And this is just nonsense, mate. Mm. You'd have to play on the street. You'd have to play in 28 mil on a public street to get this stuff. But I guess it's a compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
How big's your Horus Heresy stuff then?
Oh, I mean, there's 2,000 points there. But
the blue guys, always the blue.
Blue guys, yeah.
Always the blue boys.
I mean, and there's a bit more upstairs, but that you're supposed to play Horus Heresy at 3,000 points. That's the scale it's meant to play at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it not a bit boring though? I've got to ask.
No, it's like
because there's not much difference in tech between a marine and a different colour marine.
There's plenty of choices. There is loads of choices in a Horus Heresy army. Yeah, there might
be choices, but they're the same choices, aren't they, generally?
It depends how far you go at converting or kit bashing or something. Yeah, because GW hasn't done part of their complaint is they've released like for Horus Heresy, they've released like loads of vehicles, but they haven't done many infantry options at all.
Right.
So it depends if you get hold of 3D printed like third party parts to like make your marine breaches, for example, with like big storm shields instead of regular like legion squads.
Right.
So it's like there's loads of options, Barry, and the different legions do play differently, like their special rules. It's like it's well done, but again, and in Horus Heresy there are other factions, but they're just not supported. Like the rules are there.
Right.
But there is no, like, there's not a range of proper models for them.
That's insane, isn't it? But they used to do that.
I don't think GW has its limits, and I don't think that, there are going to be either. It's like,
it's all about where you get the most bang for your buck, isn't it? Yeah, they focus on getting bang for the buck. So yeah, I could, if Epic does come back, I don't think that will mean Warmaster comes back. I think Warmaster's like
no
money for amount of effort to reward.
Yeah, I mean,
it never worked very well.
I don't think so.
No,
but like there's interesting stuff that's been put out now about Warhammer the Old World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as in like they've said like they've properly stated like when the game is set, what factions will there'll be. What factions will just have rules and what factions will have rules but they will do models for as well.
Right. And the fact they were using square bases but different size ones so you can fucking rebase everything.
I think that's more a decision down to the fact that they can make bigger models basically.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like
but it is quite irritating rebasing plastic models.
Yeah.
Getting them off the... I mean, the metals, you can rang them off, can't you?
Yeah, well, or you just get the equivalent, the right movement tray. Like, already people have done it, of like, you have a movement tray where you put your smaller square bases in.
And you just have, like, edging round it to fill it up.
Yeah.
Oh, right, that's quite clever.
Yeah, it's like... I mean, like, it cannot be a big job if you don't want it to be a big job.
Right. Well, yeah. We'll see what happens.
That could be a really big game system. Like it depends. I mean, like it's interesting. Like,
how much are they charging for codexes now?
What in 40K?
Because it'll be similar.
Well, I don't know. Off the top of my head.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, last time I bought one was about £12 or something.
No, but they're not that anymore.
No, I'm sure they're not that anymore. That was about right, wasn't it, for a codex?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The paperback ones,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, yeah, the magazine right. style
yeah, yeah.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. Yep. I mean, if the box set's nice enough, do you know what they said? What's in the box set? Was it
For Warhammer the Old World?
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to do like a starting box set of the game. I'm
well,
not
they're
sure.
not interested, then, are they?
I don't know. It's like it's hard to tell. It's like because they at basically Warhammer Fest when it came to like Warhammer the Old World that feature, they showed off two models of a Bretonian and a Tomb King priest, like a king. And they were like lovely models, but they were they're from Forge World, and
it's like good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Building an army out of Forge World.
Well, but you don't know how far it's going to go, isn't it? Because obviously they would make the kits available again, but then how much new of it they're doing, or what rules?
Oh, you can't bring out those old orcs with the choppers above their head, all that kind of nonsense. No one's interested in bringing them back.
Well,
come on, man.
There are people interested, but it's example like Skaven. In the timeline they're setting it in, like Skaven, had a civil war and are laying low, literally.
Mm.
And that goes for like the generations of people not believing they exist. And the whole thing of like, Skaven don't exist. I've never heard of them.
Right.
Yeah, like because for several generations of men, they aren't seen, and it's like it makes sense. It's like, so people forget, stop believing in them. So Skaven aren't a faction they're featuring. They say like, here's a PDF of like, here's rules for you to use Skaven in this new system, or this new system, but they won't do any more models for them. And and it's like for me, it's like that's a shame because. That would mean collecting my old Skaven army literally again, like because with the same models.
Yeah,
yeah.
And painting them again.
Yeah, yeah.
And getting like, the old bucket out again.
Yeah.
Bucket old rat.
So I mean, obviously, I'm intrigued by like what rule set they'll come up with, but nothing's a main game system in the way that 40K is.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, it's interesting they're going back there. I guess. Yeah. If they go back there, I've said it before, I can never imagine them going back to Warmaster.
It would. I think Warhammer the Old World would have to sell really well.
But the game system's so different.
Yeah.
That it really, most people don't like the transition from fantasy to Warmaster because they don't like the lack of control.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's integral to the game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was good stuff. Nice little chat.
Yeah.
Nice little chat. There was an event at the weekend. I think we should, when we do talk, because we're not talking that often at the moment,
mm-hmm.
for one reason or another, we need to kind of cover events that have happened.
Yeah.
So I know that Ian ran an event, the Warmaster. Was it Warmaster? Is that their name?
Warmaster. Yeah,
W-O-R. I think it's Warmaster.
Yeah.
And it's my wife's away this week. And yeah. I have to drive around, and Paul had an event on, so we couldn't make this
one. I was at work, basically.
And we can't make the next one either, which is at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So you've got the details, have you?
I do have the results of it, yeah.
Yeah, good start. I know nothing, because I'm not on Facebook, so I've got no idea.
Okay, cool. So
was Janice there?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. So
was the man who would be king there?
Let's have a look. I don't think so.
Okay, so we're on Team Janice so far, if I've got a picker, a runner and rider, unless he's using something really wonky.
No, he wasn't there. Yeah. This event used their basically a replacing of generals. So
replacing of generals.
It was War Master, but where that when your general died,
right.
You put another character up to be the general.
Is this the Paul Winter rule, is it? To try and encourage you to lose generals?
I don't know anything to do with me. It's a decision.
Right.
I don't know if it was automatic. The other character took command. I think it was like, I think you had to pass a command.
Like intrigue at court type of thing going on. Yeah. Okay, right.
So, and then you carried on playing the game with, like, say your general died. And, okay, I'll put this hero will take control and passes the role to do that. He's now the general. He's not improved. He just, like, gets the general, I guess, got the general's, like, command at any distance, you know.
Still not great on LHB.
It changes command. Yeah,
I guess it gives the Bretonian hippogriff general something to do, because he ain't never getting involved, is he?
So there was three games of War Master, and that's how they, that was what was unique.
So that was the bag. And the last time I went to this event, they had a scoring system that didn't matter if you won or lost. It was just how many victory points you destroyed.
Yes. Yeah.
So the winner was the person who killed the most of the other person's stuff over the three games.
Yeah. So let me just run.
I don't know if that's the same for this one, but that was certainly the last time.
Let me tell you. So with this unique, replacing of generals, there was three orc players.
Whoa! Three orc players.
They don't get a disadvantage, do they? Like, if their general dies. Same command.
You're only getting an extra attack, aren't you? You're not tooling him up. Yeah. Well, maybe they are tooling him up.
Two Albion players, one Demon, one Empire, one Chaos from Bretonnian, one Chaos Dwarf, one Norse.
So was Jim playing Chaos Dwarf then?
So Jim was using Albion.
Oh, and mm-hmm. Janice was using?
Bretonnia.
Ooh.
Bretonnia. No. So
this one, it doesn't. That's weird for Bretonnia, because it doesn't matter if you win or lose the game. It's how much stuff you destroy, and Bretonnia tend to lose a lot of fucking stuff.
Mm. So I asked the two organisers for their top comments.
Ian and Steve.
Ian and Steve.
Okay. Ian's on the rules committee.
Yeah, yeah. Shall I read through Ian's comments?
As long as you're happy.
Do you want to know? Do you know the first, second, third?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So, person who came first was...
It's not Janice, because you'd have said.
Yeah, was Dan C, who was playing Orcs.
Nice.
Oh, no, sorry, that's... I've read that wrong. He was fourth. It was Ian N, who was playing Demons.
Ian Norris?
Not sure.
Yeah, I think I know him.
Mm-hmm. Then Jim...
Was he another guy you met in Guildford?
Yeah, that's right.
Where they were just matching T-shirts?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You and him. Mm-hmm.
So Demons. Jim played Albion, and he came second.
Oh, very nice.
And Adam S. playing Orcs, and he took first.
Excellent.
So there is some stories to go with it.
So I guess Janice's Bretonnian gamble didn't pay off then.
Well, there's a reason why.
Right.
So, yeah, find a place where Jim screwed Janice over in round three to stop him winning, but in doing so allowed Adam P. to take top spot. We used the Battle of Five Armies rule to allow other characters to take over general on a command test if your general died.
Right.
Three orc armies took part. All three lost their generals twice. No problem for orcs, as the heroes have the same command as the general. In total, 12 generals died.
Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, a bit more comments then from Steve. The beach maneuver. That was already commented.
So Jim...
Three orc armies all lost their generals in the first round. I think out of the 12 armies at the tournament, 8 had mounted generals on big characters. There was one where it was between Murray's Norse Mammoth and... Murray's Norse Mammoth and Rob's Orc Giant, and they both killed each other.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, I dug into like, well, what was his story? Adam S. Not all, Rob Orr's Giants. Yeah, there you go. So I dug into like, well, what was the story with this, the Jim and Janna's thing? Here we go. So Jim was in second place and played Janna's in first place in the last round.
Oh, he really did fuck him over there.
So Jim's playing Albion, Janna's is playing Bretonians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim hit 4 units of Janna's Bretonian Knights with 4 units of Albion Chariots plus 4 characters. So a character contributing to each unit of Chariots. Plus drop 2 units of Flyers behind the Knights. Janna's breakpoint was 4. And they were both best part of 1,000 points ahead of anyone else going into the final round of, like, I guess, stuff destroyed.
Right.
Jim wiped out Janna's Knights for no loss. And Jim scored 550 points, double points for a unit killed by a general. And Janna's scores 0 points.
Oh.
But in causing such a quick low break, Jim leaves the door open for any of the competitors in the next 2 tables to win big, come in and grab the top spot, and that's where Adam Palmer, Julia...
Or Bush. Lose big.
Yeah.
Or lose big.
Yeah.
In this,
but... So there you go. But that was... That was their scoring system, factored also in with Bretonians.
But also, I thought there was a new rule about flyers not being able to come within...
Well, yeah, so he must have landed them 2 centimetres.
And then one twice, or yeah. one very big.
One big, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that can happen.
So, like, a Jim had commented as well. It was quite dicey quite early on. Did that? We had 2 chariots that split and tempted Janus to try a double move for 4 knights versus 2 chariots, but Janus failed the second order and all his worked. You know, a general with crown committed to the flank move helped, and then the dice god smiled in combat. So yeah, basically, Jim managed to break Janus like with minimal stuff taken off.
So,
with their scoring system, that meant that though he'd won, he couldn't. He hadn't basically killed like.
Well, it's an interesting build because if you've got break 4 Bretonian,
yeah,
that means you've got a minimum of 7 knights over different types of knights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing that, you need to at least hide, not expose all 4 of them in one go.
Yeah,
I mean, he knows what he's doing.
That's the story of the game.
He got sucker punched. Is what happened.
It sounds like he got stuck in a position, and then Jim went. Went big for like
well, a, exposed big for, all 4 because it was one combat, was it? Or something big long line
it
of
it might four. Not have been one combat.
Oh, it might be 2, you know, like, a 2 yeah, and a 2.
So
okay.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, in my mind, I had this big long line of 4 knights exposed.
And you then, don't. I don't know that. It might have been, it might not.
Yeah, it might not have been. Mm. Okay, well, no. At least I was right in my prediction that Janus was up there, but he got.
It was in contention, but then he got nothing.
He was in the lead, fellow. Forget
he was in the lead, but then he got nothing in the last round. Yeah. So in a rare thing, Jim beat Janna's in a competition, which rarely happens.
Yeah. Maybe his hoodoo's gone now. The voodoo. Right. Well, that was good. That was interesting. Well done, Ian and Steve, for running that.
Yeah.
I think that's like the fourth time they've run it.
Third time, and they've put a date for the fourth, which is in a year's time.
Yeah. Probably same weekend, isn't it? Probably.
No. Yeah, anyway.
That half term weekend. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Mate, oh, I'm in Germany this time next year on an exchange, so I'm definitely not running. Mm-hmm.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
We're going to talk about Martin's Table, which is, he's on the Experimental Forum, which I'm taking this year to promote quite a lot, the Experimental Forum, because it is a valuable resource. And I see everybody that joins, so every time I log in, mm-hmm. I log in like every week or so. I see it tells me everybody that's joined, and there's lots of people joining all the time. Not everybody's that vocal, but that's cool.
Yeah,
I mean it's a good place. I miss the fact that more systems don't have forums that you can go and just read shit.
Yeah,
isn't it? Because if you go to Faceache or whatever, and all you get is the same people asking the same fucking questions all the time. Because why is there not Swords Masters?
Yeah, yeah,
why is there no Dragon Princes?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Well. The fucking you can't. It's not their fault because you can't search for it. It doesn't come up.
Yeah, it's true.
Nothing comes up. Yeah. So, yeah, just go to the forum. make yourself, you just become a member. I think you can actually look at it as a guest. So I think we've turned off posting as a guest. Mm. And then one of the posts, one of the threads, is Martin's doing a collection of results.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, statistics can be made to say whatever they need to say.
Yeah.
And they're quite blunt as an instrument, in that it doesn't say if Paul's a new player and I'm an experienced player. It doesn't say, you know, how many games I've had with this particular army. It doesn't say what version of the army, because with the armies are changing every year. So over time, you'd expect like maybe armies that were changing more to have better results over time. Maybe. Maybe the Bobolins will have a good year this year. Who knows? But at the very minimum, it gives you a basis to discuss. Like things that are going well, things that are not going so well. So
what we have here is a chart of all the races that you can play in Warhammer, including Nippon and Cathay, how many total games of theirs have been recorded, how many wins, how many losses, and then gives you a percentage of win. And I'm not sort of percentage of play. Is that, I don't know if that's
overall. That's percentage of play. In Europe, the comma and the dot are interchangeable. So that's like 4.2.
Yeah. But is it percentage of plays in terms of all the total games?
Percentage of games played with that race.
With that race. Okay. Cool.
So Martin's a member of the rules committee as well. And he also does this on the Experiment Forum. So thanks a lot for doing this, Martin. So we'll start at the bottom, I guess.
Yeah. So
the Reds. Who were in red?
So isn't that? So this is the factions with the worst win factor.
Worst win. So obviously, if everything was 100% balanced, like chess isn't really, but if say chess was, it would be 50% for everything, wouldn't it? All down the board, everything would be 50%.
I mean, so the worst army for percentage of win factors is Bretonians, actually, with 36%. So out of 47 games that have been recorded of them, won 17 and lost 30.
Interesting one, Bretonians, isn't it? Maybe they're trying to use too many of the things that break.
Or maybe it's like, because with the next one we're going to talk about, maybe it's accessibility.
Maybe.
In terms of how many people would own a Bretonian army. It could be skewed, couldn't it? Because
you can get Bretonian armies everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah.
For dirt cheap.
Well, the next one, this is the point. The next one, so this is...
So do you think Bretonians have an issue, or do you think it's just an anomaly?
No, I don't think they have an issue. I think that's more an anomaly.
Because we haven't changed Bretonians at all for a long time, apart from... No, I don't think we've maybe toyed with a spell or something, but I don't think there's anything really happened at all.
No, but the way that you can, because you can hide your break in Bretonians.
You can't with any other army.
Which is such a strong tactic that I think that's more an anomaly result, personally. I think you can do very well with Bretonians.
I mean, Janus once built a list with break two, didn't
three
he?
Three or something.
Was it not two?
Yeah, low.
Mm-hmm. And everything was squires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can do some monstrous stuff with... But on the flip side, if you're playing like a game where you only play for six turns and then it's on victory points, these can be really hard to win with.
Yes.
Because if you don't break your opponent and your opponent can't break you, they're going to score more victory points than you because they're fighting with good stuff against your disposable rubbish, for want of a better word.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what the biggest change we've made with Bretonians is nerfing the Grail. I liked the Grail. I didn't think it was that powerful. And we made it fucking garbage.
Hang on, you mean the Grail upgrade to peasants?
Yeah.
What was it used to be then?
It used to make them fearless and give them an extra attack and for everybody touching. So you made basically a brigade of peasants that were better than peasants. So they were fearless.
How did we change it?
We made it way too expensive. Oh, okay. To do fucking anything. Right. Mm-hmm. It went from being like the price of a unicorn to being the price of a fucking... what's that thing the dwarves have? The
anvil,
kind of 40-point kind of thing. And people say, I'm not putting a 40-point upgrade on peasants.
Okay. Next percent, and that's out. But that's out of 107 games. So 40 wins, 67 losses. 100, gives you a 37% loss factor. And it's like that. I think is down to the fact that everybody owns an Empire army.
Or everybody sees themselves in fantasy as an Empire person.
Yeah.
Because you're a human, and they're the humans, aren't they? So, Yeah, I tend to. I don't know which empire I'd be, which one of the flavours, but yeah, and also they were everywhere, weren't they?
Yeah, it's interesting that he's done a good job, because he scaled it. He's done the original six of race released races in Warmaster at the top, and they obviously all have way more games than anybody than the other factions.
Because back in the day, you could actually get the early ones.
Yeah, yeah.
apart from Chaos Chariot.
So I think that low percentage of wins is down to the sheer everyone uses like Empire as like the introduction like race.
Well, if they're not using High Elves.
Yeah, if they're not using So as in like, oh, here we go. I'll use Empire. For the first time, or I was like, oh, somebody wants to play something. Yeah, oh, can I try this against your Empire army?
Except. It's interesting, because I've had a mixed bag with Empire. I get like maybe 50%. I certainly don't win more than I lose with Empire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I find if the artillery doesn't do good work, you're going to lose generally.
Yeah.
If you lose your artillery cheaply, it's the end.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you find Empire?
The same, isn't it? Like, you know, their best feature is their 4+ knights at a nice profile of like four heavy cavalry, the 3-3-4 classic 110 points.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got their access to their artillery brigade.
Pistoliers are nice.
Yeah, pistoliers are good. It's stuff we've always said before.
No, it's just interesting, because I think looking at this, you'd say, oh, Empire need a boost, Bretonnia need, but do they really need a boost?
I would boost Bretonnians.
No, I tried to boost Empire a couple of times this year, and I didn't get any traction at all with it.
So what would you boost?
I think I tried to give them a spell other than teleport, because teleport is dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. Apparently some people use it. So
use it
for what?
Use it with Ball of Flame.
Is yeah, it? Like, oh, right. Yeah, okay. You can walk 60, mate.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
Just walk.
Pretty extreme category. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty bad placement if you've got to move more than 60 to redeploy. It's but
like,
whatever.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, people use that spell? Like,
okay, and I think I said something along the lines of maybe giving them small access to kind of Empire. Used to have access to some kind of mercenary ogres. That was only like 1 per 1,000 or something.
Yeah, so with the Regiments of Renown, that's an obvious like choice.
Is that in there, I guess?
Yeah. Like you can get a mercenary ogre unit, Gorfangs ogres on it. Yeah, and an Empire.
I think they may have actually had two types of ogres. They had regulars and like some kind of man-eating upgrade ones.
And that's what Empire would pick with that. And that's a pretty strong.
It would be a pretty strong boost, but
it gives them exactly what they need.
But apparently, community-wise, or certainly like rules committee-wise, there was no need to boost Empire. But
I
find them a bit underwhelming personally. Apart from the cannons, it's like everything else is kind of
like the default.
They got everything's good-ish, but just there's nothing great apart from the cannons.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, mm-hmm. They do have cannons. I mean, that isn't a minor thing.
Mm-hmm.
So right. Anyway,
the next race, the lowest win category, is Kislev, who had 39% wins, and that was off 36 games. So much smaller group of games for Kislev.
36 games. Yeah. Well, I mean, we have
14 wins, 22 losses.
We have mucked around a little bit with Kislev this time. I think that we've changed the war wagon around, made it a bit cheaper.
The war wagon.
Still 10,000 lines of words.
Yeah.
I think they did lose some points on one unit, but. The Wing Lancers didn't get. I don't know what's wrong with Kislev. I don't think there maybe isn't anything wrong with them. They're just not an easy army to play with.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, they're a heavy cat. They're a cavalry heavy army that doesn't have four
heavy
plus
cavalry.
They have
this war wagon.
Yeah. That's really good, though.
That is really good, but it has to be slow, because if you made it too good, it would break the game.
The thing is
so difficult to kill.
Exactly. It's so difficult to kill. Then fixes them in place where their cavalry like is moving around. It's like, they're an interesting army.
They are, but I mean, when you get to the stage
they had to be different from Empire.
Well, you can't even kill them with knights. You can't kill those war wagons with anything, basically, once they're dug in.
Yeah, once they start.
But now that they're always dug in, kind of, but just move slowly. So Kislev, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, it's like so.
I think it needs some more years to bed in, because we're constantly tweaking armies like Kislev. So again, historical data might be different to going forward.
Yeah,
who knows?
So then there's the masses in the middle grouping of between is in the 40s or 50% win total. That's the Masters.
I think it was 40-60. I think that Martin, no criticism.
It goes.
Is it not 40-60?
It's 40-59.
Yeah, that's massive.
Or 40-60.
That's 20%. I think that's a bit too wide.
Too wide. I mean, what I would pick out of that is which army do you think has the most amount of recorded games?
Chaos?
Yeah, Chaos. By quite a way, 136 games, 63 wins, 73 losses. So that gives them a 46% win category. That is down. You know, that shows you what army people have access to the most, isn't it? Is Chaos.
It's also, if we're being fair, apart from maybe Ogres, Chaos is probably the smallest army. You
yes.
need to. You could build an army on 10 units, couldn't you?
You really could.
And characters.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what's the win percentage for Hyos?
So, 108 games, 53 wins and 55 losses.
That's quite close.
So 49. Yeah, so, but you would say, wouldn't you, that Hyos would have a higher win category than less than 50%?
Well, maybe it's the same thing we talked about with Empire. It's just the one that people learn the game
yeah,
with. So, you're not going to win just because you've got a good army.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to have a bit more about you than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not one of the game systems where you can just take a net list and just turn up and win.
Yeah, exactly.
Although you can a little bit with
Hyos. There's two races that come, so how he's done the grouping, just into the 40 category.
Right.
That is Orcs, you know, 101 games, 41 wins, 60 losses, gives him a win percentage of 41%. You know, not surprising, like people struggle to play with Orcs.
And yeah, but that's with the little diddly boosts, the free half-paced moves and stuff.
I mean, what you don't know is how far back these games
are. Oh, we've had that free half-paced move for a long time. Before this was done, because the experimental forum's not that old.
Yeah.
But I bet if you went back to the times before the free half-paced move, that win percentage would be like 20, if you're lucky.
Surely.
If you're lucky.
Got to be low. Then Skaven, there with... just 46 games recorded, 19 wins, 27 losses, only 41% win category.
So hard to win this game, though.
Yeah, it is. Really is. You know, like,
lack of cavalry really is a big deal in a game that's dominated by cavalry.
Yeah. I mean, Jan is always the anomaly because he can win with anything. But now with those changes, the Skaven that's been made, they make them much more interesting.
I'm not sure they'll make a win anymore because you're now taking less stuff or more elite stuff.
Yeah, less stuff, more elite stuff that actually has functional rules again. Yeah. So I'll bring out the topper armies then. We'll go.
Okay, there's a big load in the middle.
There's loads in the middle.
Right, so let's do the everything in green. These are the things off the top, yeah, no?
Yeah, so in no particular order, there are three armies that have the same win percentage.
Right.
So they're not in any particular order. And weirdly, so I'll talk about them both at the same time. Nippon and Cathay have exactly the same stats. Mm. 18 games played of each, 11 wins, 7 losses.
Gives them a
61% win category. So not many games.
They've
got the smallest amount of games.
We've also been through a lot of different changes. Who knows which version this is at the moment.
Exactly. Like, they need a lot more games to like get a true representation.
And also, it tends to be, I would say, very experienced players are even using these.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like with Cathay, for example, yeah, certainly, like a lot of those wins will be Sherwin.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, so, yeah. I think that's too small a pool to find
true results yet.
I would expect them to be quite strong, though, because they're not, neither of them are designed to be like weak armies, are they?
Yeah.
They're not gobblins or anything.
No.
I'm laughing about that because I know that's coming.
That's coming. That
I've seen it.
So Wood Elves.
Get a 80 games recorded, 49 wins, 31 losses, and gives them, 80 games recorded, and it gives them a 61% win category.
That would be
Wood Elves are relatively recent into the game system, such as how popular
Wood Elves are as a faction.
They've got 80 games recorded, like that many games recorded already.
Right, yeah. And also, but I would argue that they're all using the current list.
Hang on, a little slight update. Yeah, it's going to come up to. Yeah.
So they're all using the current list, Wood Elves.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, if you were being hypercritical, you'd say that the three most recent lists that have been generated from scratch.
Yeah.
Because Wii Girls and the Cafe Nippon, even though they've been in the game, the current lists are all relatively new.
Yeah.
And they're all like within the top, whatever that is, what, mm-hmm. top 10?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many greens there are, but maybe...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, so that's they're in the top 7 mm-hmm. of results.
Of win percentage, yeah.
Yeah.
So next one is Chaos Dwarves with 62%.
Oh, wow.
We've 40, 45 games, 28 wins, 17 losses.
Now that is strange, because I hear... Up until, including this year, I had nothing but fucking moans about how Chaos Dwarves were doing.
To
talk to the Chaos Dwarf players, it was as if you couldn't fucking buy a win.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But they're doing, they've got one of the best win categories going.
And they've just had umpteen boosts
this year.
Umpteen, I couldn't even count. It might be 5 boosts they've had this year.
Not the smallest pool of games. Of
how many games?
45. So there's a lot... It's on the lower end, but there's others that have that amount of games recorded.
So I'm going to talk about something a little bit later, but it needs a little bit saying. Now, there is this thing called, you know, you have like confirmation bias or something where you play a system and you play you've got your factions, like your Skaven faction or whatever.
Yeah.
And without trying, you are a little bit biased to Skaven.
Yeah.
And you kind of look out in the world through your Skaven glasses and only hear the voices that are confirming the bits you want to hear confirmed.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a little bit of that going on with the Chaos Dwarfs, if I'm being honest. But we will see. We'll see. We've given them another boost this year. So if it gets to the stage where it's like, come on, fellas, mm-hmm. how much fucking further do these Chaos Dwarfs have to get?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's not like you're looking at the Empire, are you? With 37% wins and saying, we really need to give these a boost. It's like, no, Empire, no boost for you.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like,
it's like, Chaos Dwarves are shit, man. Can't buy a win.
Yeah, well, apparently they can.
I mean, you've got to be careful with all statistics. You can make it seem whatever you want to see. But this is the data. So we're just discussing it.
Yeah, so this next one does my head. So, Goblins.
Yeah, but you know the reason here.
68 wins, 42 losses. 68 games.
Yeah.
42 wins, 26 losses, and 62% win rate.
So where does that put them?
In overall?
In what rank? Like fourth or something? Third.
Three, four. So joint four. Yeah. Joint
third.
Yeah.
Joint third. I mean, nobody's playing Goblins unless you're a good player, I guess. or you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're very defensive, and you have to know how to win games.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
you're not
going to go out into the field and fight and win.
You have to know how to win with not very good troops.
But again, we've given them a nice boost this year with the trolls.
Yes, yeah.
That's a serious boost.
Serious boost. Did we adjust? We must have adjusted their artillery, didn't we?
They've always had loads of artillery.
No, but like, did we adjust that at all?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they do have a quite serious amount of artillery.
Well, yeah, because they don't need to be commanded to fire it. You know, like, isn't it all fire? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, over time, historically, we did nerf the Doom Divers because they were exceptionally good.
Yeah.
But I think they've still got. Is it? They have rock lobbers and spear chuckers, but they have loads of them, I think, or something similar to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So goblins are terrible, yet they have a 62% win category, win rate. But I think,
does that mean?
As you say, the takeaway is that experienced people use goblins.
But is it just that the ones here? I mean, wood elves. I know that lots of people play wood elves, so you mm-hmm. probably can't say experienced players are just using wood elves. Yeah. But maybe these ones are the ones that more experienced players are playing for more of a challenge still winning.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, slight correction. I said that Nippon and Cafe had the least amount of games. They don't. It's actually this faction, Witch Hunters.
They've
16 games recorded. 10 wins, 6 losses gives them 63% win rate. That's an anomaly, I think, personally.
Well, the whole army's an
anomaly.
But
only 16 games recorded. When the highest amount of games recorded for one faction is 136.
Yeah, but you'd probably find Channers in an event played 5 of them.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Because events, I do feed my events into this. I don't know if you feed yours, but I know events fed into this.
Yeah.
So
I have done. Yeah.
The LGT would have put in loads of games into this.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Okay, so that leads...
So what do we say about witch hunters? They've had literally no love at all. Nobody's interested in them.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. There doesn't seem to have been...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not one suggestion for anything I can remember with witch hunters.
Like, very few people play them. Yeah.
And what is it they're supposed to be doing that they're not already doing? It's just a bunch of loons.
For me, they just...
Oh, no, they didn't, because they got more stuff was included as chaos. That was the thing that happened.
And
It used to be like just chaos warriors, effectively, were chaos. Now it's like even Skaven are chaosy.
Yeah, it's quite right, too. Yeah. And they had their spells, like, brought in line. They originally had unique magic items, which were like, no.
And then they had their own magic items and all kinds of stuff.
None of this. Like, I mean, to me, they just stand out such a mile in terms of like that. Everything else we talk about there is a faction in Warhammer, and they are a faction.
Are goblins a faction?
Yes, they're a faction. They're goblin tribes.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think the orcs and goblins were called orcs and goblins. Weren't they?
Well, he's called them orcs and the other ones are goblins. But yeah, they are called orcs and goblins.
Yeah.
But they're just not a faction. they're just a subsect of a faction. Oh, never mind. Right. Okay. And this is surprising. I would never have guessed this. So what army is
Well, this
that?
Is why you've got to take this with a pinch of salt. Yeah. We're laughing and we're making comments
off the cuff.
Which army
has the highest win count?
This could be anything. Look at the ones you just said. Goblins. Witch hunters. Insane. It can't be literally anything. Beastmen.
I'll give you one hint.
People say is rubbish.
They do not.
It's not ogres.
They do not or have demons. A command 10 character.
It's not ogres or demons, that's for sure.
No. Go on.
They don't have a command. Vampire counts.
Strangely, vampire counts are the lower category, lower grouping of this. No, it's not them.
Well, I've got no idea then.
Araby.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what that's down to, don't you?
What, elephants? So, out of 49 games, 34 of them have been wins, 15 losses, gives them a win percentage of 69%.
And I've heard literally nothing about Araby in any way.
Yeah.
They've got magic carpets, which are unique and pretty cool. But they've been toned down a little bit now. But not that much, because all they did was shoot anyway. Yeah. So you can't put the stuff behind.
Yeah,
but,
mm-hmm.
but they've got knights. They've got camels. They're a bit different.
Yeah.
They've got the normal infantry that's just dog shit.
Yeah.
They've got guards that do nothing. And they're overpriced.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you've got elephants, which, according to people that play with Araby, are just like the shit.
Monsters.
Well, they're like Rhinox riders. Yeah. Have a little bit less movement, obviously, because they're monsters, but bring terror.
Yeah.
And with that amount of attacks and terror, that's just nuts.
Yeah, that smashes things. They kill Skaven good.
They kill everything good.
Because
you're reducing the amount of attacks back, aren't you? And doing like millions of attacks. Yeah, yeah. Just millions of attacks.
Is 21, isn't it? Like, seven as a base. 5 attacks, charging monsters.
Yeah, it's just insane amounts of attacks.
Mm.
With terror.
Yeah.
For 200 points.
And so it gives them, by quite a way, the highest win category, highest win ratio, 69. The closest is 63, so they're quite away. They're almost. You know,
but in the list, you really would struggle to find anything. They've got some nice spells though that can mess around with command quite a lot.
Mirage is one,
and they got another one that -1 command, so you can get -2 command.
The mirage spell is really good.
Yeah,
like, as in that is really good for frenzied enemy.
Or for cannons to shoot at.
The
mirage spell is really, really good.
Yeah, yeah. It's like shoot that, didn't matter, or charge that. Now you're out of position.
My favourite one was you can raise a mirage unit in a wood behind them, and then they can't see it to charge the fucking thing. They've got to get within 2 centimetres to even see it.
Yeah.
But it still causes the that in the woods? I can hear them.
Some ghosts.
I can hear them in the woods.
Yeah.
And they've got another one that gives them -1 on a bubble for 30 around the wizard. So you can get -2 to command.
Is that Sandstorm?
I think. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. I mean, Araby are good. There's no doubt about
it. Let's pull them out of this.
Timber!
They won't be in the compendium, no.
No, they won't. They'll be in the army book.
In the army
book. I think I can remember most of the interesting things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got a Dijin, but I never took it. Some upgrade.
Yeah,
make the shooting more shooty for the little magic carpets.
Made a wizard cause terror, didn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wouldn't have picked Araby. But now you've mentioned there are the elephants are like by miles the strongest unit in the game if they get into combat.
Yeah, before we looked at this, I would have said it would have been Dark Elves. Or
Dark Elves, yeah. Lizardmen.
Vampire Counts or Lizardmen, I suppose. You know, when I deep thought about it, I would have said not to High Elves.
So how the fuck are Dark Elves? We're a Dark Elves.
Dark Elves are 55%. So 65 games recorded, 36 wins, 29 losses.
55%'s not bad. I think I think 55% and above is like green, and 45% below is red.
Yeah,
in my mind.
What you would want in terms of the ideal win ratio, isn't it, is 45-55.
Yeah, yeah. That's the norm.
So if you had every army in 45-55, then that means that every dog can have his day. You know, like any army can, it's possible to win.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, again,
you need more games.
Oh, you need. Yeah. I mean, over time, it will kind of balance out. Yeah. But what I would encourage everybody to do, even if it's just
In total, there's been. Oh no, it doesn't.
It says down the bottom. Don't know how many games.
Summary of 775. Oh, that would because that would be of course So times that by two. There's 1500. There's 1,500 games recorded here.
Game entries, size.
Yeah, game is in games recorded onto this thing. Yeah.
So if you play a game and you have the time and energy, put it into here. And certainly if you run an event, please put it into here because that would make a big difference. Because every event, even if it's just a 16-player event.
Oh, no, sorry, 775 games because each game has a win and a loss.
So 16-player event, even if you do that over three rounds, that's still 24 games. Please put them in.
And it does make interesting reading. Yeah, it's like, and it's.
But I'm not saying that an army that's doing well or an army that's doing badly should automatically get attention.
No.
But you can't say necessarily that this army can never win if the record shows it's winning.
It's winning. Yeah. Somebody out there is winning.
It's winning 2/3 of its games.
You couldn't turn around and argue to me that Witch Hunters you can't get a win, or Chaos Dwarves you can't get a win. When this says, well, actually,
you're more likely than not.
Compared to most. There's only one, two other armies out there that have a better win category than you.
Mm. Mm. But that doesn't mean they can't be fine tuned and stuff can't be made better. Of course it can. And we're on a journey, and the journey's a long, winding road, and we'll get there eventually. And maybe you'll never get there. Maybe it'll just always be in motion.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Right, so we're nearly at an hour. You got anything you want to say before we end? Thanks a lot for Martin for doing that. I know nobody asked him to do that. He did it off his own back.
It's like a lovely thing to do for the community.
This is what that makes the community better than most, is that people are willing to spend time and effort. Like the guy that did the Regents of the Renown.
Yeah.
Shit, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So, I've got nothing more to add at the moment, but thanks very much for making that as a thing to talk about and like a thing to add to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so North of the Border, fellas, if you could make sure you feed into that. And also, we'll on our next episode, if it's in 3 weeks, if it's less, we won't talk about it. And if it's in 3 weeks, we'll talk about your event.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. More power to your elbow, sirs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And where are you that weekend? Which part of the UK are you in now?
I'd be in Bristol.
Bristol. Oh, I like Bristol.
Well,
it's a good place.
Good place.
Mm-hmm. It is a good place. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was War Master Podcast episode 181.
Yep.
19 to go.
19. Yeah.
What were we going to do?
Okay.
Well, good night.
Night.
Would you like to know more?